is a lot of news coming out of Hallis Hall, and that's where we're going to start. It's what we had talked about last week, and I'm glad that we were on it, Spiegs, that we were talking about the idea that Kyler Gordon might be back for this game.
Yeah, because last week Bennett said that it might be possible.
They were hoping.
They raised the hackles up. Yesterday was that's our hope, and then today we get what?
So now they have reached the official window, the 21-day window for a player. Wait, multiple players to come back. Kyler Gordon is one of those players, and look, he can go from just getting put on that list to being active on Saturday if he is in a good space. And I suspect, say it like you mean it. Wait, that's a different segment.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that he has been spending the last 2 weeks getting ready so that he doesn't have to get ready on Saturday. So we'll see. We'll see if my suspicion on that is right. But I think that he's going to be healthy enough for them to give it a go on Saturday. The other name that was on the list was a little bit of a surprise to all of us, I think. I don't think I'm speaking out of school here.
I had just thought yesterday about the fact that both Braxton Jones and Kieran Amagaji had been put on injured reserve and just kind of have not been seen or heard from as options at all. But then here to see Braxton Jones' name on that list, that's just about potential left tackle depth in a possible playoff situation, right? Ozzie Trapillo is not a given that he is going to be healthy enough to go. And behind Theo Benedet, who's your swing tackle,
right,
who's it going to be? So Braxton Jones is indeed a big surprise to see on that list.
What's kind of interesting to watch on this is something that we were taking, and we'll take a deeper dive on later on in the show. If you need both of them healthy and up for the game on Saturday, does that mean Tyreek Stevenson is inactive?
Well, yeah, the Tyreek Stevenson thing is really quite interesting. And we don't know exactly why Tyreek did not get a single snap on Sunday. And as we talked about with Adam Hoge yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, Ben's answer on that was really unsatisfying. We'll get more into that in the details later. But
think about it. Like, if you get Kyler back and you get Rome back and you might have to activate Braxton Jones, someone's got to sit. So is Tyreek a candidate for that? If Kyler is healthy,
God, I would hate for that to be the case with all the chaos you have in that secondary covering in man. But three other DBs got snaps the other day instead of Tyreek Stevenson: Jalen Jones, Jonathan Owens, Elijah Hicks. Now they're guys who can play.
Those are core special teams guys,
right? And they can play in your dime. That, like, Hicks and Owens are guys who might be out there when you have six. And Jalen Jones was your backup nickel the other day. Here's the thing: Kyler Gordon's the biggest one to me. All due respect, even to Rome.
For sure.
All due respect, because they've shown they can put up points without Rome.
Because you're probably also missing C.J. Gardner-Johnson on Saturday.
Kyler Gordon gives you opportunities to put him at nickel and be able to cover like that, or put him out at a corner and be able to use him in a rotation, if need be, with Jalen Johnson. And then maybe not have to use Nashawn Wright for 100% of the snaps if you have Tyreek Stevenson too. Like, there's a lot of moving parts here. But Kyler Gordon is a absolute scheme changer and possibilities raiser for the Bears defense.
The Braxton Jones thing to me feels like depth more than anything else. And it's funny because we've talked about it throughout the season that the Bears have kind of gotten away with the left tackle not being a strength of their team. Now, guard to guard, they have been fantastic. You've got guys that are going to the Pro Bowl partly because of it. Darnell Wright, there are a lot of people who have made the argument that Darnell should have been a Pro Bowler, although I don't know who you're going to take off that Pro Bowl team that to put him on it. But his level of play was as high as most, more than most guys that play that position, okay?
Yeah.
The left tackle spot has just been like, well, this thing didn't work with Braxton Jones. We're going to try Theo Benedet. He's really tough, but maybe not very skilled. We'll keep trying it. And the Ozzie Trapillo thing, we'll worry about that in the offseason. And then it's like, well, we're not getting what we need out of Theo, and Theo's a little bit hurt. Let's put Ozzie back in there. And Ozzie's been okay. The fact that they have rotated three different guys in the left tackle position, and it hasn't been a disaster. Mm-hmm. Caleb Sachs went way down this year from where they were last year, and here you are now just trying to find depth because Theo's not 100% healthy.
Yeah.
And Ozzie's not 100% healthy.
And we're so used to celebrating this offensive line in general the transformation that took place in the offseason and then during the season, all the coaching and everything. But guess what, folks? When the head coach says you made 6 out of 11 mental errors and you're not exactly sure where they come from, and then people who know how to break down tape spend their Mondays coming to conclusions that say the offensive line had a really bad game on Sunday, it makes you think maybe they got the target of some of Ben Johnson's ire. Alex had put it in the thread today from JT O'Sullivan, also Clay Harbor, looking at some stuff a bunch of times. When if Caleb Williams had a little more time in the pocket, as he's been willing to stand back there, then he could have done some very special and different things, especially early on in that game. Maybe that offensive line had one of their worst games in quite a while. Right, Alex? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it seemed like that speaks in... The Lions had a game wrecker in Aiden Hutchinson, and he seemingly wrecked the game. You talked about Theo Benedict on the left side, and maybe having him out there harmed your drop back passing game, and the way that Ozzie has played so far has at least stabilized it a little bit. So the addition of Braxton Jones coming back, if Ozzie can't go or if he goes down, do we see Braxton in the game? Because he's the better pass blocking option, he doesn't ruin your drop back game,
and
he can lose slower.
Something
that lose with dignity.
That Olin made me pay real close attention to is the fact that if you look at the road home splits, Braxton Jones a much better player at home than on the road. Like if you want to figure out a weakness in him, it's him having to play like silent count football. Him playing where he can hear the quarterback, he actually does okay. So maybe that's something that ends up being a thing. But it wasn't just Aiden Hutchinson. Hutch got his work done.
Tyleek Williams had a big game.
Yes.
It's not supposed to be the case when you're playing the Lions in Week 18.
DJ Reader had a big game.
They didn't lie down. They didn't lie down. And the Bears did not do a good job in protection.